today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother, dear sister, salam. This is a new episode of today's special, and thank you for choosing this program to listen to. A tribute to the martyr of resistance, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Today is Friday, 27th of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehesht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of May, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As the ritual of this program, we learn more about the Holy Quran. Today, chapter Al-Fat, verses 8 to 9.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira.
Indeed, we have sent you as a witness and a bringer of good tidings and a warner.
لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا.
That you people may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and honor Him and respect the Prophet, and exalt Allah morning and afternoon.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verse A is addressed to the noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, saying unto him that Allah Almighty sent him on the prophetic mission, such that he serves as a witness for people confirming the words of true believers and reject those uttered by hypocrites. Verse 9 is saying that thus he may show unto people the path of guidance so that through their intellect they may believe in Allah Almighty and His Messenger, assist the true religion, defeat disbelievers, and glorify Allah Almighty as a token of obedience to Him in the morning and in the evening.
The voices you can't defeat from ancient lands where empires grew, a time of strength you never knew. From Cyrus' dream to scholar's light, we build our world with mind, not might. You draw your lines, you play your game, but we remain, we stay the same. We don't need a hand to guide, we don't need a throne supplied. We decide, we decide.
Today's special concerns about Iran under the martyred leader, from passive observer to decisive actor. The grand strategy of martyred Imam Khamenei in West Asia in response to U.S. hegemonic presence has been the gradual weakening and expulsion of American forces from the region. It appears that in 2026, the U.S.-Israeli aggression has created an opportunity for Iran to take a final major step in implementing its grand strategy, weakening and eliminating American bases from West Asia. The model of security in the Persian Gulf will no longer be based on external frameworks. Rather, a new map is taking shape. Regional conflict and control over the Strait of Hormuz and global energy routes are now being redefined within an Iranian framework. Martyr Khamenei had warned the Americans before the war. The Americans should know this too, that if they start a war, this time it will be a regional war.
Also in the Iranian ethnic groups, like he would respect, not only respect, he would encourage people to preserve, like the Kurds, the Lors. Yes, Azeris. He also spoke Azeri and he knew poetry in Azeri. He had this very smart wit in making comments in Azeri.
Even okay. Arab people in Khuzestan, remember yes. Once a poet, Arab poet was delivering his poetry and he liked it and he encouraged him to just to do something.
Yes, he added to it because the Khuzestani dialect is close to Iraqi dialect. This is different from Fusha standard Arabic, okay? So it's as if you know two languages. Mm. And he recited the poetry in that dialect. It was very beautiful. So he spoke four languages, but as I said, so it takes...
I just want to add something to it. It was near Christmas. He paid a visit to one of the Iranian...
Yeah, it was
Christmas
his annual...
Annual. Or it was like one of the Iranian...
Armenian.
Kalimis or, you know...
Armenian marches. Armenians. Yes.
And he was reading or asking about the meaning of one of the lines that they have put it on the surface of the cake. Mm. And he was driving the roots of that word, which
yeah.
was Baraka.
Etymology, yes.
Etymology. It was
Baruch. yeah, the name was Baruch, and he said... So this is the kind of personality you have. This is the kind of personality you have who is well educated. He is, as we say in Farsi, whenever we remember, we say farzane, okay? Farhikhte. Well educated, well shaped personality, okay?
And it was not just about you put some information into your mind.
No.
He believed in those
things.
Yeah,
he lived it.
He lived it.
Yeah, internalized it. And as I said, I later on, when I was talking to my friend about the circle of the poets, young poets, they would say, we go there, he invites us, okay, let's sit and talk about poetry and stuff. Mm. And later on, I realized that he has occasional meetings with different elite, not in terms of the cultural elite, I mean. So, like the people of the cinema, like for example, the
influencer in different field.
Yes, like the from Hausa as well. So
scientists.
Yeah, scientists. Often they were surprised at the level of his knowledge and at the level of his the accurate memory.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The Islamic world and Islamic unity. In the intellectual framework of Ayatollah Khamenei, unity and brotherhood within the Islamic world were among the foremost priorities of the Islamic Republic's foreign policy. On various occasions, he emphasized Islamic unity and repeatedly acted upon it in his political conduct. his fatwa prohibiting insult against the sacred beliefs of Islamic denominations, his annual speeches at the Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, his support for Sunni Islamic resistance movements such as Hamas in Palestine, and his yearly unity message during the Hajj season are all examples of his commitments to unity among Muslims. He viewed the primary cause of the Islamic world's problems as the dominance of colonial powers enabled by division and disunity among Muslims.
Wolves lie in wait, storms are ahead. The haze and shadows crawl and spread. I look up at the sky, that's all I need. Rabbi is with me, he will lead.
Another point is that in this loved base and wilayah-based democracy, the nature and timing of the people's presence on the scene are no limited to the lifetime of Wali Faqih. Even in the absence of the leader, this democracy prevents the emergence of a social vacuum of rift. This ensures that the path for selecting a new leader and establishing social relations after the war is paved. Equally significant is the fact that such intelligence actions, such as transforming the mourning for the martyr of the leader of the Islamic Revolution into an epic of public presence in these squares, are one of the key civilizational indicators divinely bestowed upon the Iranian people as the miraculous gift from Allah. This enabled people to shift from a position of passivity and vulnerability to one of the proactive strength and empowerment, thereby fulfilling their responsibilities with resolve.
For many people, it was a question that how can a person pull off such diverse and multidimensional activities altogether? Mm-hmm. How can he do that? And
leading the whole, not just Islamic Ummah and Shia as the second largest, you know, second Islamic, Ummah and, you know, community, but also be a politician.
Yeah.
And yeah. Bring the stability and progress in a region that is full of instability and chaos and wars for decades and decades.
Yes. Nation building, okay? What he did is nation building, and one of the signs of this nation building is that he entrusted the nation with a structure that you see. Days have passed since his martyrdom, and we have been to the street. Like, everything is normal. People are not panicked. Because people
the
trust...
The commanders were martyred. Yes. The top commander. Yes. Leader is gone.
Yeah.
Still, I'm not sure where we're going to release this. There is no sign of appointing another leader. But everything is working very well.
Yeah. So, you see, one accusation that these liars leveled against him... Here and now, these filthy liars, they would say that he is a dictator. But yeah, I tell you one difference between a dictator and a true leader. A dictator is the one who centralizes everything in himself. So when he goes, everything collapses.
Exactly.
A leader is an architect.
We've got Qaddafi as an example.
Many others. A leader is an architect who... engineers a system carefully in a way that the system is functioning.
Not without, based on one person.
You know, these people were a little, just 12 hours or even more late in confirming the martyrdom of the Ayatollah. They're the killers. Because they could not believe that the system is functioning well like this. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We say goodbye to all of you, dear brother and sister, dear listener of today's special. Inshallah, we have another new episode, so follow us on IRIB English Radio. Follow today's special. Thank you. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي